on sunny Saturday Street.
Good. Take it. Take it.
Walk in the shade.
Oh, yeah.
With those blues
on the rain.
Hey, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
She's getting better. I hate that.
She's been practicing.
The proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
If I never had a cent.
If I never had a cent.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
She's better.
Yeah.
She's been taking love.
Oh, well, that might be.
Take it home.
On the sunny side of the street.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
Five notes were on key.
Wow.
My daughter, the worst singer I know, and the worst singer she knows, but I'm not kidding, since a couple of years ago, you're better.
Night and day.
Yeah.
No, you're better.
I practice.
Yeah. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Special guest appearance by the world's worst singer. Although I don't know if we can say that anymore, because what I just heard is better than, I don't, maybe she just very gradually, note by note, started to learn how to sing.
Her vocal cords are maturing.
That could be. That could be it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to have some Christmas music. My daughter has agreed to entertain you, and not in the way you're usually entertained, by going, wow, that was great, by being not great. And then we're going to let you, we do this every year, and we'll do it again probably tomorrow, let you, the listeners, call. And then we'll give you a song, a Christmas song, and then you're going to sing it. And if you get the words right, which you won't, because our whole point is that nobody knows the words to the songs people have been singing for 100 years. But if you do and you get it right, Dan, do we have any prize? Well, Westport Car Wash, we could start there.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
We do have some Stefanina's gift cards.
Oh, that'll work.
So $15. You get
a clean car and a pizza in your stomach. What else? Anything else?
No, that's about
it. Can we give them our old carpet that they tore up from the studio?
We still have it, yeah.
We should. The actual carpet that Charles Jaco once once complained about.
Yes.
The very carpet that he griped about.
That would be great. We could take little pieces and give it like they did with the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know how many famous people's sweat is probably on that carpet, you know, just over the years?
When Paul Harvey used to work here, his sweat's on.
He still works here. Paul Harris works here.
Yeah.
From time to time, yeah. John Carney sweat's probably.
Yeah.
Jim
and Andy sweat. Mm-hmm. You go through the whole list?
Yeah. I could.
Dan Dierdorf.
And some of the most profuse sweating would be from people like that guy who worked here who said coon when he was talking about Condoleezza Rice, even though he didn't mean to say that. He really did some sweating and lost his job.
Yes.
So we'll see if we can dig that carpet up. But we know we have a car wash, Westport Car Wash, and the Stephanie.
Bumper stickers, and then we have over there.
Bumper stickers, we can throw that in. We're not doing it right now, but be prepared, be ready. And don't, you got to be honest. Don't cheat and go, pulling up lyrics, because you can't know what song we're going to throw at you anyway. There's no way to do that. My daughter is 24. And she is a graduate of University of Texas.
Go Horns.
Go Horns. Tennis player, works for Prince. I'm just kind of giving you a little rundown in case you may be new or don't know. And she not only willing, asked, are you going to have me in to sing? And I said, yeah, because we didn't get to do it last year because you were away or whatever. So I thought maybe we could start. First of all, Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I don't think I did.
I did, and I forgot.
That's great.
I know, but I do have something.
Good story. What do you have?
Mrs. Reed called in, Amanda's fifth grade teacher.
Really?
Said that said to say hi, and her voice sounds amazing.
Hello, Mrs. Reed.
Yeah,
what, I remember you.
What year?
Fifth grade, she said. Grade? Yeah, fifth grade.
Because fifth grade, you were really a bad singer. I mean, she's probably...
I was in a school play when I was, I think, in kindergarten. I was the littlest Christmas tree, the star of the show.
Oh, you know what? And I remember going and videotaping that. I would like for you now... No. Do you remember the...
I actually do.
Go, and now, from her fifth grade Christmas show at school, where she was the littlest Christmas tree, and I don't know if that's a word, littlest, but that was the name of the play... Here's the song that she sang.
I'm going to be Santa's tree. Looky, looky, looky at me. I'm going to be Santa's tree. Looky, looky, looky at me. When that Santa looks at me, I am all he'll need to see. I've got what it takes to be Santa's tree. Ba-dum, 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 Santa's tree.
Wow. Wow.
He remembers it all, too.
That was awesome.
Now, just the first part of it, and as you know, Dan plays harmonica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So imagine how much better it'll sound with Dan accompanying her on harmonica. So, Dan, give her a note.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead, start singing.
I'm going to be Santa's tree. Looky, looky, looky at me. Wow. I'm going to be Santa's tree. Looky, looky, looky at me. Wow. Good job, Dan.
Wow. Awesome.
We could record a record.
I know we could.
Now I'm in the Christmas spirit. Pion, you have no Burke segment?
No, I don't.
All right, Burke segment is officially closed. All right, that takes care of that. Our friend Mo of Mo's Pasta Bowl is out of work. And he had, as you know, he had to close the restaurant. And he's a good guy. This guy, if I were in a position to hire him, I'd hire him in a minute. And not just necessarily for the restaurant business. He has a degree in finance. He's a very, very bright man. And if you're out there and you're looking for a finance person for your company, or you happen to have a restaurant, you know, he was general manager of Macaroni Grill.
I remember him
for
talking
two
about
or three
that,
years
yeah.
before he did his own thing. He's just a good and decent person who has children, and like a lot of people, is out of work. And I'd like to see him fix that. And so what we've done is we put Mo's resume on our Facebook page. You go to Facebook.com/AMandThePM, and you can see Mo's resume. And if you're in a position to hire and you see something on there that says, hey, this could be our guy, his email address is there, and you can email him. I didn't think it'd be right to put his phone number on because there might be like one kook that wants to screw around and play games, and we don't have time for that. That's our job. We do that. So that's the deal. And hopefully down the road, or maybe not, if he ends up in a great job and he likes it and it lasts long, that's fine. And if not, maybe down the road we'll see the reopening somewhere else of Mo's Pasta Bowl. So Mo's resume is on our Facebook page. Anything else on the Facebook page I should call to there? Can we take Mike Evans? Can we take his butt off the page?
That was horrible.
Yeah. Can we remove that?
It's been up there long enough. Yeah, I think we can get rid of that.
Okay. My daughter comes in and she says, what is Yuletide? And I said, well, it's Yuletide. And then it's funny, she said, what is that? And not one of us could really tell her. We had to look at it. I know the Yule log, but what is a Yule log? It's a log, but what does that mean?
Apparently, Yule was a religious tradition in Northern Europe that was essentially, it turned into their Christmas.
So they worshipped Yul Brynner.
Yes. So the log, the Yule log, was just a big log that they would burn around the Christmas time.
But what is that Yule log that they would burn? Is that from a Yule tree?
Why is
it called a Yule log?
Because Yule was called their Christmas before.
Okay, so like a Christmas log.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go, Amanda. There's your answer.
Great.
You learn a lot here. You learn more here than you did at University of Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They don't teach anything. And then she's the one that asked me yesterday, how come car dealers yell on their commercials?
In all the commercials.
They do.
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer to that, except I think the ones that yell are the more desperate ones. The louder they yell, the more desperate they are for your business. That's the only thing I know to tell you. Let's see. Other than that, we have a new receptionist. Did you meet her?
No, because I was talking to Dan. I didn't meet her.
Her name is Alex. Let's give a welcome round of applause for Alex. She's cute and she's funny. And I could tell immediately that she was funny, and I like her. I already like her, and it's her second day. Is this her second day? How long has she been here?
I think it was. Yeah, yesterday was her first day.
Second day here. So if you call that's who you'll talk to. You might want to welcome Alex if you have. And I don't know why you'd call the main number to the
station.
Her
dad's a big fan of the show.
That doesn't hurt.
Too. Yeah.
That doesn't hurt if you're going to be the receptionist here. So Alex is in place. We have a new receptionist. We have our Christmas get-together. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Holiday. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, all people of other faiths. Our get-together is tonight. That's going to be very interesting. This is when you get together and act like you all like each other and like everybody is best friends, and then you meet the spouses or companions of people so that you can go home and make fun of them.
Right.
Hopefully, that's her husband.
And then hopefully one person maybe has a drink or two.
Oh,
too many.
You got to hope for that.
Yes.
You got to hope that somebody
spices
tonight
up the party
does
bit.
Something that gets them fired.
Well, not fired.
No, fired.
Just so we can tell stories tomorrow.
The ideal party tonight would be somebody actually getting fired at the party. Now, that then you got something, and that's happened. That has actually happened to people where they've been fired at the party.
Well, it happened one of our parties. What was that, 5-6 years ago? Everybody, the group, I mean, that was, what was it? It was called Black.
But they weren't fired at a
no,
party.
No, not at the party.
They knew. I think they knew.
And they still went to the party?
Yes.
Oh!
Because, yes, it was very awkward, say the least.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's more awkward, and I think, Dan, you were part of that takeover where they handed out the envelopes. Were you over on
no, I wasn't.
Corporate Square?
No, I was not part of that.
We worked at a station on Corporate Square off Olive and Lindbergh, that area. And the station was bought out by a company, and they handed out envelopes, and they gathered everybody together. And I'm not making this up. And you open the envelope, and it said one of two things: welcome aboard, or your services are no longer needed. And everybody's opening in front of everybody else. And here's what you heard. You heard, whoo, or, I mean, there were people crying, even men who were choking up and crying as they're reading. Your sir, thank you for all you've done, but we no longer need.
Who thought that was a good
horrible idea
to...
Now, the worst part of the story was Davey Lee, who was on the country station, opened his envelope, and they had, by mistake, had given him one that said, welcome aboard.
Oh.
So he's happy. He's all, oh, man, I'm going to be part of the new team. And then...
I guess they saw
how
that he
how humiliating
excited.
For in front of people for them to go,
can we
Davey,
see your
can we see your letter? Yeah. No. You're not staying on. He went from elation to humiliation.
In all front of people.
Yeah. You don't seem too upset, Davey. Can we see your letter?
Yeah. We haven't ever fired anybody before who went woohoo. So there must be something wrong here. So Amanda, I'm trying to figure out what it is that people need to know about you. No boyfriend.
No boyfriend.
Don't lie. Don't lie. Just because you're hiding
me that
him
all
from,
the time.
Well, you could be hiding him from me and your mother. So you really don't have a boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend.
I think that's fine.
That poor guy. That poor guy when
trust
she does.
Me, yep. I have two brothers and my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
it's going to take a special guy. Is that
you're
right?
Actually,
definitely will.
So you're actually leaving this week, and you're going to go to be with some friends and go to it's tennis people. That
I have some work, and then I'm going to end of the world party.
That's
since
right.
Everyone thinks it's going to end.
If anybody out
Friday.
There wanted to buy like 500 Prince rackets, could you handle it? You sell it to them?
I could make that happen.
Okay. I can give you, if you want to do that, you contact me. I'll take it from there. All right. I think what we do before the break is I'm going to have Amanda. We're going to have her sing a song. Now, you, Peon, has pulled up these karaoke tracks.
Yes.
All right. Amanda, which song would you like to tackle first?
I don't know. Give me one.
Just
one of the ones you...
Name one.
Name.
Just
gave.
Oh, okay.
Now, first, I want you to do it without looking at the list. No. Give her a song. Name one. Just
You want to do It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas?
It's Beginning... Yeah. No.
Okay,
no.
I know. I'm just going to get it ready.
Okay, but I want you to... Because I want to prove the point that nobody knows the words to these songs, so don't cheat. Tell me when you found it, and then you can do it without... And then you can do it with the lyric. Does she have
it? Got it. Okay. Won't look.
All right, don't look.
Yeah, she has them over
there. Here we go. Right. It's beginning to look a lot like... And I know you're sitting there going, well, everybody knows that. No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. Go ahead.
Wait, start it? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere we go.
That hurt my ears, that one.
This is something to see.
See?
Something to see.
Nobody knows the words.
To look a lot like Christmas.
Keep going.
Toys are everywhere. Is that right?
Yeah, no. Keep going. That's not right.
The prettiest sight to see is something for you and me.
Under the tree.
Okay, now start it over, and now you have the lyrics, right?
Okay.
And
Now
you can sing it badly with the right lyrics.
Okay.
Here we go. I love the bell. That's a good touch.
Nice intro, too.
Oh, yeah. You got a really good organ. This is Bruce Limprist, everybody. Yeah. We'll give him credit.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Pretty good.
Everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10. Listening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
The dogs are running away.
That's enough.
That's the Amanda we know and love.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you're on track.
Back in the groove.
Yeah. And how about Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
What a great job. And they can't prepare. They got sheet music. Mm-hmm. They're ready to play. Okay, one more before we take a break. Pick a song, Pian.
How about I'll Be Home for Christmas?
Oh, you good one.
That one.
That's a good
okay,
one.
Okay, did you give me that one?
Yep.
I
should
think
be in
I
there
know
somewhere.
That one.
I'll Be Home.
You want to try it first without looking?
Oh, yeah.
Let me find it.
She wants to just
it.
Be ready.
Yeah. All right. Okay. You can. Here it is. You can
okay,
start
now
it.
Don't look. Okay. Here we go. Without lyrics first to prove nobody knows these lyrics to these songs. Here we go. Bruce, you guys sound great.
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, Go Home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
You can count on me.
Right on key.
Yeah.
Please have snow and mistletoe.
Ooh.
And presents.
Hey,
the tree.
So far, she's got the words. Okay, keep it going.
I'll be home for Christmas. Snowflakes in the sand.
In the sand?
Okay, all right. Again, proof. She got more of the words than I thought she'd get.
The first verse?
And you folks out there listening, if you tell the truth, you don't know the words either. You know you don't. You think you do, but you don't. And now with the lyrics, so no excuse for messing up the lyrics. Here we go again with the lyrics. Bruce?
Welcome to the beautiful Polynesian room, and now here's Amanda.
I'll be home for Christmas. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve will find me. Oh, that's right.
That's the tune I remember.
Yeah.
Where the
Easy, Max. Hurting their ears. Easy, Max.
All right, let's get
That's
it
enough.
Up.
There you go. The dog's upset. Hurts their ears.
Put the dog
At
away.
At some point, I would like to do Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Well, you can't
and
say
do it. No, I want
without effing.
Yeah,
time. Yeah.
And don't
mess up.
Yeah.
Because we protected
later.
Our children in our house. We protected them even at a young age.
Wow.
And let them know this is unacceptable.
saying, let's have some effing pie.
We don't say that.
We don't talk like that. Do you have Rockin' Around the Christmas
Tree? I have to get that one.
All right, we'll break. We'll do a little business. And then we will come back with more. This is folks, free. Free concert.
Awesome.
You don't even have to pay for this.
It's like going to Shaw Park or something.
And then we're going to let you folks, after we take a break, we'll let a couple of you try to sing songs you think you know, but you really don't know. And if you you have to get the lyrics as they were written. You can't, you know, throw in a word because it rhymes. You didn't know the other word. It doesn't work that
way. Can I say something really
fast? Sure.
My boss just texted me. I told him to listen. And so I'd like to say hello. Yeah, he told me I'm fired. He said, you are so bad, you're fired.
You can't sing at
the
Christmas
party. But I didn't hire you to sing. Would you like to buy a Prince racket?
Sorry, Kenny.
Yeah. Matheny Heating and Cooling, our house is... You know, I want to say it's nice and warm. It's not that cold. Was it 60 today or something? It's 55 or 60. It's not that bad. It's coming. It's the St. Louis. This is not, you know, the Keys. This is not San Diego. This is not Hawaii. It's St. Louis. It's going to get cold. And then it's going to get hot. It'll be summer. And the one thing about heating and cooling systems here is they take a pretty good beating because if you think about the extremes that they have to produce heat in or produce cool in. You know, I think if you're a heating and cooling unit, let's just say that you're a heating and cooling unit. And somebody said, where would you like to live? You go, San Diego. You don't have to work very hard. I could just sit around, a lot of 70-degree days. I may have to puff out a little heat every once in a while, a little cool. That's the place to be if you're a heating and cooling unit. You say, where would you not like to live? They go, well, probably Midwest, because it gets really hot, it gets really cold, and that's a lot of work. I don't want that kind of work. Well, that's where we are. And if you want your system to work at its peak and be efficient, and by the way, when it's working right, it's more efficient, which actually saves you money. I talked about the emergency heat mode before. You're not supposed to see that on there. If you look at the thermostat and it says EM and you have a heat pump, you better call Matheny because you shouldn't be on emergency heat. Unless the heat's out and it's kicked into just that, emergency heat. You are spinning the dials on your electric meter. Matheny Heating and Cooling, they service all of St. Louis and St. Charles counties, residential and commercial. If you're a residential customer, please mention your AM and the PM, because if you do that, you get a 15% discount off the first service call and off the planned service agreement. Everybody needs a heating and cooling company, and I wish everybody would be smart enough to know the name Matheny. But unfortunately, the people who don't listen to this show might never know to call Matheny. And isn't that sad? MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We're working with a stall now, southbound 55 at Broadway. That one is on the right shoulder, not really causing too many delays there. Southbound on 270, already starting to see some traffic now, some volume between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound on 64, your only slow pocket is coming around that bend around Oakland Avenue between Clayton Skinker, McCall's, and Oakland, that stretch there. We are going to see some sunshine slowdowns this afternoon. That sun is pretty bright this afternoon, and it's clearly hitting those highways, keeping them dry, but making it hard to see, especially westbound on 64 now between Spady and 270 as you come up the hill. Already starting to see a little bit of volume as well westbound on Highway 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. This update is brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, Centrum is the most doctor-recommended, the most studied, and the most preferred. The choice is clear. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, it's David Solomon. John asked me to do his promo for the Carney Show. And coming up on the show, he will have St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson. Plus, it's Restaurant Tuesday. That means George May from St. Louis Magazine joins us, as well as Harry Parker from Gulf Shores Restaurant and Grill. Plus, Chris Breen from Macworld with Tech Talk and Ron Ramey with A Little Black and White.
What
the fun all starts
doing?
At 9. It's your show.
Get away from the mic.
Starts at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company are the people you want to call. 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackler Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSTL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
MLS number 225095.
Hi, I'm Ray Vinson, founder of Vinson Mortgage Group, the name you know and trust.
And I'm Sean Vinson, president. And I am proud to say we have thousands of satisfied customers in this town.
I've actually owned 5 homes and I've done 1 refinance along the way. So I've had 6 encounters with various banks. And this was by far the best.
Seize the moment now.
At Vinson Mortgage Group, we'll close your loan in as little as 10 days. Save hundreds every month and have extra cash for the holidays.
839-9999. That's 314-839-9999 or online at goseeray.com.
This month's charity of choice is Responder Rescue. Their mission is to provide assistance, emotional, tangible, or monetary, to any area first responders who have been injured, become ill, or suffered a traumatic situation after all other resources have been exhausted.
Vinson Mortgage, the name you know and trust.
Yeah, do you want to try the phone number?
As Ray would say, 839-9999.
That's great.
Today is the day that you start the process with refinancing your existing home or purchase a new home at 123 Mortgage. My name is Kevin Putney of 123 Mortgage, and as owner, investor, and day-to-day operator of my company, I have a vested interest as to find you the best program that fits your situation. My business is mortgages, and that is it, plain and simple. Call, qualify, and close. It's as easy as 123. At 123 Mortgage, we are a truly unique mortgage company that puts your best interest in mind. Everybody has a different situation and needs a different program to fit what their needs are, long and short term. Pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Lower your mortgage term. Lower your interest rate. If you have an FHA loan that closed before May 31st of 2009, you need to call now. If your loan is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you need to call now. The bottom line is, you owe it to yourself to call 123 Mortgage today at 314-862-0123 or 123mortgage.com.
At 123 Mortgage, we make loans simple. We'll close at your place or ours. Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Missouri license number 101595.
Martin Kilcoin here with an idea how you can pamper your loved one this holiday season. This is one that she will remember forever. Season Spa and Salon, the full holiday spa experience, which includes a massage, facial, express pedi and mani, shampoo and blow dry for only $170. Go to seasonspa.com for information on other Season Spa and Salon holiday packages, including this. If you buy 3 1-hour Swedish massages at $55, you'll get the 4th one free. Season Spa and Salon. And number one, Ronnie's Plaza, St. Louis. The perfect gift for that perfect someone.
Look up the term great steak and you'll probably see Deardorff and Arts. After all, for 29 years, they've been serving the highest quality food with a dedication to outstanding service that is second to none, which makes Deardorff and Arts perfect for business meetings or just an enjoyable dining experience. A Deardorff and Arts certificate is a perfect holiday gift. They're also an exceptional place to welcome in the new year. For the finest in steaks, visit the newly remodeled Deardorff and Arts in the Westport Plaza. Call them at 314-878-1801. Online at DeardorffHearts.com.
I'm getting a big brother today.
What's he gonna be like?
He'll be tall and funny too.
What else?
He'll like baseball and french fries.
Maybe he can help you with your math too.
Yep, he'll be smart and he'll come to my graduation.
Your big brother is gonna be so cool.
Yep, the best part is he'll always be there no matter what.
Man, I want one.
Be there for one of hundreds of kids waiting for a new big brother or big sister. Volunteer today at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri. Call 314-361-5900 or go to www.bbbsemo.org.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights and went to bed when suddenly it strikes the dreaded late night low battery chirp.
Not again!
end the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
The jingle bells are jingling. The streets are white with snow. The happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know.
This guy Crosby
is Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Martin.
Yeah.
Well, they both were almost singing in their sleep. It was so effortless.
Look at that, both had that color, you know, that lazy thing going on. I've done my window shopping. There's not a
store I've missed. All right, here we go. We have chosen, and then we're going to take some calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. My kids were brought up to be aware and to be conscious and on the lookout for filth in Christmas songs. And they were exposed to the Eartha Kitt, the disgusting filth, and Brenda Lee. They will have some of that effing pie. Mm. And I noticed on Facebook, I looked at our page for the first time in 2 months today. There was a guy on there who says, what are these dirty songs you guys talk about? Some guy posted a comment. Well, I want, for the benefit of people who don't know, and so that you'll appreciate even more what my daughter's about to do, the clean version, we're going to play you the Brenda Lee. Do we need to play all the way up to it?
The other one?
I think we need
just
to.
Just the clip?
Now let's play up to the clip, and then we'll play the clip, and then my daughter will do it the way it's supposed to be done by God-fearing,
hopefully
decent people. Yeah, hopefully she won't slip after hearing Brenda Lee. And I don't even want to play the Eartha Kitt thing in front of my daughter. It's,
no,
it's
I
that
wouldn't.
Disgusting.
Well, yeah,
So here's Brenda Lee, rocking. Yeah, rocking. You don't know the Eartha Kitt thing?
Oh,
you don't? No.
You have to play it.
No. Here we go, Brenda Lee.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple trying to stop. Rocking around. Christmas tree, let the Christmas
here it comes. Be prepared.
Later we'll have
some what?
Pumpkin pie.
Some effing pie.
Shouldn't that be bleeped out?
Well, no. Because the FCC,
apparently,
for all these years, has never once banned the song or cited anybody or fined anybody. Play. And this is not doctored. This is the way you buy it, the way you hear it in the malls. Play that part again.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Man.
Plain as day.
So kids are running around.
Man, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I know that in college,
in the malls,
you never heard profanity.
Like a Christmas shop.
Well, they figure it's a Christmas song. Nobody's going to put dirty words in a Christmas song.
Now, singing it the decent way, my daughter. And Bruce, you guys got the music for Rocking Around the Christmas? They do? You do? Okay, they're ready. Here we go. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rocking around the Christmas at the Christmas party hop. Everyone in a mistletoe hung where you can see every couple try as they stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some cherry pie.
Oh, and
we'll
do some see, that's good.
That's
very
good.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you
note.
Voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas, have a happy holiday, everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Now, do you know, when you sing a song like that, do you know what boughs of holly are?
No. I don't.
When I was a kid, I thought they were saying bowels.
I thought it was balls.
Oh, Holly's bowels.
Bowels of Holly.
Oh.
And you thought it was balls of Holly?
Yeah.
No, it's boughs of Holly. And I have no idea what it means. I guess it's just
a branch of like holly leaves and
like
berries.
Like a branch.
Yeah.
That's our best guess. I don't know what to tell you. All right, your turn. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Tina. Hello, Tina. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. What can we do for you? Are you want to sing?
Sure.
first of all, are you a professional singer?
No.
Okay, so you're not the choir director at some church or anything?
I used to be in a chorus, but that was many years ago.
All right. Do you think you know Christmas songs?
I think I know some Christmas songs.
I think you don't know very many, like most people, but you think you do. Peon, let's pick a song for Tina. Now, will she be able to hear the music?
Yeah.
What do we have for her?
You want to try Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
That's a good one. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Tina, you ready to go?
Is Amanda going to keep track of her? Make sure she's...
We've got the lyrics. We're tracking the lyrics. Here we go. Don't give her time to look
good
it
luck.
Up. Here we go, Tina. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Can you hear the intro?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Not yet. Not yet. Here it comes. Right. Okay, right now. Start. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. It's hard to hear.
A merry little Christmas.
Pick it up,
take
Tina.
It over.
You take it.
Have yourself.
No, that's the beginning.
We'll start it right
we'll
at the.
We're going
to
start it right at the part of the intro where you start singing. Okay, here we go.
One, two, three,
go.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
So far, lyric wise, so good. Okay, here we go now. Okay, take it. Hang on, hold on. Okay, next part, go. Go ahead. Yourself.
Okay, I've lost it.
Maybe we should do it without the accompaniment.
Okay.
Because it's hard for them to hear. So, Tina, here's what we'll do. Sing it without, don't worry about listening to the music. You just go ahead, sing, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Go ahead.
Okay. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Okay.
Here we are as in
olden right?
days. Happy golden
day. Did she jump ahead?
Yeah.
No, Tina, you jumped ahead. You left a whole section out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You forgot. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Oh, yeah,
if you remember, this is when they tried to make everybody gay, and they even said, "Don, we now are gay apparel." I don't know who.
Yes,
I
know. I often say that. Yeah, gay means happy.
And I don't know who Mr. Weenow was, Don Weenow, but he apparently made gay apparel. Don Weenow, gay apparel. Tina, good try, but you don't win any big prizes. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good sport. Tina, everybody.
Woo!
We have two, what are the chances? Two Al's, Al and Al number two. Al number one, how are you, Al?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
We're doing great. Let's get your story here. What are you...
What I wanted to do was I wanted to talk about Letterman last night and guns. Is that all right?
No, and I'll tell you why. We're in the middle of our Christmas thing, and once we start the gun thing, people get mad at me.
Sorry.
I will let you make a quick statement. Go ahead. I didn't see Letterman, by
neither
the way.
Did I, yeah.
But go ahead and tell us...
He said 50% of the people in the United States have guns. So how can you blame people that have guns for something like this? And I thought it reminded me of you. That's why I called. But, you know.
I was afraid you were going to say that he got up and said, we should get rid of all guns, but he didn't say that.
No.
He actually surprised us, I think.
50% of the people have guns. And he said, friends have guns. I know people that have guns. Guns didn't cause this problem. And it reminded me of you and the way you think and the way I think. and that's why I called. But
I'm glad you called, because I didn't see it, and that really surprised
me. Well, he lives up in Montana, so I'm sure it's like 3 out of 4 people probably have a gun up there.
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you kind of disrupted what we were doing, because I think it's worth being disrupted for, and I appreciate the information.
And I also had a band in St. Louis, so I think it would be unfair for me to enter this competition.
Well, now, wait just a minute. That's an easy way out, to say, I'm too good to participate. We'll be the judge of that. Do you know a lot of Christmas songs?
Oh.
Because, see, our point is, it's not so much whether or not you're a good singer. Our point every year is, most people don't have a clue what the lyrics are to most of the songs that we all try to sing.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a run at a song? And if you were in a band, you might sound pretty good to us, because we've had...
But the point is that, as Dan probably could tell you, is that when you get to be old, I'm 65 years old, I need to have the damn lyrics written down.
Well, but see, that's the point. People go caroling, and they go out, and they get in parties and situations, they go, and they have no idea what the lyrics are all wrong. Would you like to take, if we give you a song, would you just, no music, would you just take a run at singing it if we give you a Christmas song?
Sure.
Okay, give me one, Pion.
You want to have Amanda pick one out?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Okay, that's called the Christmas song.
Okay,
go ahead, the Christmas song. Take it away, Al.
All right. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And something by Eskimos. That's the best I can do.
I don't think the word something is actually in there, so you lose. But you know what? Good try. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, bye.
And Al didn't say he was a singer. He said he was in a band.
Yes.
It's obvious. He was probably the drummer. Al number two is here. Hello, Al.
Hello, I'm Am in the PM.
Thank you very much, Al.
Hallelujah.
Are you here to sing?
Well, I also wanted to tell you that your bow is like a branch, because if you think... Rockabye Baby, When the Bow Breaks.
Ah, okay. Well, that's kind of what we said, but that's a good way, another place where you can find the word bow. When the And by the way, what a horrible thing to sing to children.
When the bow breaks,
the cradle will fall. It's like, little baby, you're going to fall and get a concussion and bust your head open. That's a horrible nursery thing. Al, you want to take a run at a Christmas song?
I'll give it a try.
All right, Amanda, what do we have for Al?
Should he try that last one?
No, let's get another heat, because he had time
to
look
at it.
Do you hear what I hear? Al, do you hear what I hear? Take it away.
I have no idea.
Confirming what we say, people don't. Al, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and have a Happy New Year also.
You too. Can we work one more, you think?
I think so.
How are we doing on time? Let's get Debbie in here. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great.
How old are you?
62.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie, you want to sing for us?
I'll give it a whirl.
Are you a choir director or a professional singer?
No.
Okay, what do we have, Amanda?
What about the first Noel?
One that I've heard my whole life, Debbie, and you have too. The first Noel. Take it away.
Okay, the first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping
Hold it. You're shaking
it was close,
off.
But in fields as they lay.
You said where they lay. That's kind of being picky.
It's close.
Keep going. That's a little picky. Keep going. Yeah. Fields as they...
On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
Okay, we have an exception to the rule.
Wow. Can she go further?
We're not going to make her do the second verse.
No one knows the second
verse. So that you don't walk away scot-free looking too good, give me one more song, Amanda, real quickly for Debbie.
Well, Winter Wonderland?
Winter Wonderland. Okay, take it away, Debbie.
Oh, get me started.
Sleigh bells ring.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Keep it going.
In
nope. wrong. I couldn't let you get away looking perfect.
No.
Gone away are the bluebirds. Here to stay.
Yes, here to stay.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late.
Well.
Good try. Good first song. Debbie, Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Merry
put her on hold.
Thank
I think
you.
She's
going
to
give her prizes?
Nope.
No?
No. Okay.
She got the
hang on.
One.
We're giving you a car wash and a pizza. Hang on a second here.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
But you have to talk to, there's bad news. You have to talk to Dan. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay. So there is Debbie. We'll do a little business. We'll break away. We'll come back and we'll play some more before Joe Hipperson comes in at the bottom half of the hour. First Community Credit Union. I was in there today. Hello to Sue. Hello to Diana. Those are two of the people I spoke to. Yes, I know their names. They know my name. They'll know your name if you're a member, a customer. I am one of those people who probably goes into the place that I bank 20 times as much as the average person. I'll bet the average person. Peon, how often do you go into First Community?
Go inside?
Yeah.
Oh, I never,
never
go inside.
Yeah.
I'm a drive-thru kind of guy.
That's pretty typical, probably. I bet most people don't. I do. I don't know. I like it. I like the atmosphere there. I like popcorn. Popcorn is really good. It's as good as any theater popcorn I've ever had. It's not too buttery. It's not burned. It's just great. You don't go there for the popcorn, obviously. You go there because, well, for the same reasons you bank wherever you're banking now, because you need some checks and you need probably a debit card and a credit card. And you need to borrow some money every once in a while, and you want to feel like your money is safe, and there's plenty of it if you need to borrow some, and that the rates are going to be good, whether you're borrowing it or saving it, and that's First Community Credit Union. Any articles that you read, and any time you read the columns of these financial experts, they all say this nation has turned in large numbers toward credit unions lately because they feel the safety and security of a credit union. And when you ask somebody the difference between a bank and a credit union, most people go, well, I don't think there's really a lot of difference. There's not a lot of difference, but there's enough that I think you ought to just take a good hard look at never wondering again whether or not you're getting a great rate, because at First Community Credit Union, they're not about to let other people have just down the line better rates than they do. And you're a member, not just a customer, because the customers who are members own First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Goldie, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monpour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it. The Big 550 KTRS, St. Louis.